The next patient is William Mattingly. The last name is Mattingly. Seventy-four-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a BMI that is 37.7. Diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. All these comorbidities are probably responsible for nephrosclerosis. The patient had selective proteinuria, has been started on the administration of Jardiance. The patient is feeling well. Today comes with a laboratory workup that is as follows. The creatinine is 1.89, which is similar to the prior determination. The BUN is 29. The estimated GFR is 37. The protein-creatinine ratio is 279. Milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 137. The patient is taking Jardiance 10 milligrams on a daily basis. We're going to continue with this same approach. And we emphasize to this patient the need for him to lose weight, because the comorbidity of obesity is very aggressive. And he's going to get deteriorated fast because of the diffuse arteriosclerotic process. He already has coronary artery disease, period. Number two, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 271. The HDL is 41. The triglycerides is 272, and the LDL is 181. The patient claims that he's taking the atorvastatin 10 milligrams every day. For that reason, I took the liberty to call in the prescription for atorvastatin 20 milligrams on a daily basis, because in the prior visit, the cholesterol was below 200. Following number BPH, that is followed by Dr. Povich, the patient takes Flomax. Following number coronary artery disease, that has been stable. In summary, we have a patient that remains stable. The concern is the presence of obesity. The blood sugar that seems to be under control with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.4. Recommendation to lose weight and to take the atorvastatin. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 8 minutes in the documentation. Reevaluation in 6 months.